This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The Parliament has passed the Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024 with Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The Lok Sabha had passed it in December last year. It aims to enhance disaster preparedness, response and recovery across the country. The bill amends the Disaster Management Act 2005 and intends to strengthen the efficient working of the National Disaster Management Authority and the State Disaster Management Authorities. The bill empowers the NDMA and SDMA to prepare the disaster plan at national level and state level instead of the National Executive Committee and the State Executive Committee. Replying to a discussion on the bill, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the size and scale of disasters have changed and the responses must change accordingly. The Parliament also passed the Boilers Bill 2024 with the Lok Sabha approving it yesterday. The bill repeals the Boilers Act 1923 and seeks to provide for the regulation of boilers and safety of life and property of persons from the danger of explosions of steam boilers. The Rajya Sabha had already passed the bill in December last year. The legislation also provides for uniformity in registration and inspection during the manufacture and use of boilers in the country. The Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2025 incorporating 35 government amendments aimed at tariff rationalization and boosting domestic manufacturing. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2025-26. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the Finance Bill 2025 provides unprecedented tax relief to taxpayers and ease of doing business. Ms. Sitharaman said under the new tax regime, there will be zero income tax up to the income of 12 lakh rupees. She announced that the new income tax bill is likely to be taken up for discussion in the next monsoon session. In Telangana, rescuers recovered one more body from the partially collapsed Srisailam Left Bank Canal Tunnel project in Nagar Kurnool district after over a month. District Collector Badwat Santosh informed the media that the body was located during the search operation yesterday. With this, the total number of bodies found so far becomes two. The deceased has been identified as Manoj Kumar from Uttar Pradesh, who worked as an engineer with the contract firm of the tunnel project. It may be recalled that 8 persons, including 2 engineers, were trapped in the tunnel when it collapsed last month. Union Minister of Labour and Employment Dr. Mansukh Mandviya has announced that the Employees State Insurance Corporation has expanded its coverage in Uttar Pradesh by notifying 15 additional districts under the Employees State Insurance Scheme. He said, with this notification, a total of 74 out of 75 districts in Uttar Pradesh are now fully covered under the ESI scheme. It will benefit over 30 lakh insured persons and 1.16 crore beneficiaries. At least 23 Palestinians were killed in Israeli strikes across the Gaza Strip yesterday. Palestinian health officials said nearly 700 people have been killed since Israeli military resumed its campaign against Palestinian armed groups Hamas in Gaza a week ago, leading to the collapse of the two-month-long ceasefire. The fresh strikes come as the Israeli military expanded evacuation orders to tens of thousands of residents across the enclave. In the IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Gujarat Titans by 11 runs at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a target of 244 set by Kings, Titans made 232 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, Punjab Kings posted 243 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Shreyas Iyer was the top scorer for the visitors, who made unbeaten 97. He was declared player of the match. Today, Rajasthan Royals will lock horns with Kolkata Knight Riders at Guwahati. Indian men's team bagged the gold medal defeating Japan in the Sepak Takraw World Cup final at Patlipura Sports Complex in Patna in the regular category yesterday. In the women's category, the Indian team won the bronze after losing in the semi-finals against Vietnam. In football, the opening game of third and final round of the AFC Asian Cup 2027 qualifiers between India and Bangladesh ended in a goalless draw at Shillong in Meghalaya last evening. Both teams will get a point each. The crucial Group C encounter was the first of 6 games that India are playing in the final quest for a berth in the continental showpiece. And that is the end of this news bulletin.